Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, rappers and porn stars, models and moguls, lingerie lovers, pantyhose freaks, stocking fetishes, corset wearers, teddy lovers, slip, slip, slipping through time. All you freaks, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. That's right. We may or may not be children of God, but we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to my womb room, baby. Dr. Susie's speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves, and kind of like some of those southern preacher girls, I have a lot of hair and a hat, big hat, and I try to practice what I preach, unlike a lot of preachers. And I preach the power and the glory. What's not gonna work? Of sex. Sex does work. Whoops. Evie is tangled up in my Garden of Eden now. Here she goes. Okay. I'm getting a little bit... See, this is a show tonight about, you know, kind of fixing yourself up in lingerie and hats and headphones. Right. This is definitely a Kodak moment right here. I'm getting my hat fixed onto my headphones. And I got this hat in Paris, actually, as I was telling one of my guests earlier. Most of my hats I get in downtown L.A. But every once in a while, I get one somewhere else. Why not Paris? Although downtown L.A. is one of the greatest places to shop. I will miss it when I leave. But I love it. I love downtown LA for shopping. And tonight we are talking about shopping. Lingerie. Oh, and just about all clothing out there is lingerie, except maternity clothes. And well, and even them sometimes. You know, I mean, all the clothes, all the outerwear is what we used to think of as innerwear. I guess it was Madonna, or I don't know. Somehow the innerwear, the secret clothing, the garments that reveal as they conceal, that tease to please. Well, I mean, it's club wear, it's everything. It's not just for the boudoir. Of course, I've always had my boudoir on the air. So, you know, I've always worn lingerie. I just figure if you're a cook, you do a cooking show with like a big hat and an apron, right, in a kitchen. And if you're me and you do a sex show, you do it in a bed, in lingerie. I love lingerie. I am not exactly a lingerie fetishist, because honestly, when I'm actually having sex most of the time, I'm not wearing it. I mean, it's more like foreplay. I don't know. It's just gets me feeling sexy and makes a statement. I love it. I am kind of, maybe not a lingerie fetishist, but a lingerie freak, right? Which brings me to my theme tonight, which, wait just a moment, brothers and sisters, it's going to all make sense. Lingerie freak. As I introduce my illustrious guests, yes, we're going to have a fun show tonight. And my first guest is actually the fairy princess that dressed me in my current outfit, which is by the amazing Coco Risque. Hey, Coco Risque. And this is Gabby.
Yes.
I mean, we could call you Coco.
Coco, absolutely.
Or
Coco Gabs.
Coco Gabs.
That's what everybody knows me. Yes.
What is the origin of these names?
Coco Risque actually comes from Spice Lingerie, which is actually the store in downtown LA. And so we wanted to play with the spice and the sugar, but sugar is just a cliche. It just everyone has sugar.
Yeah.
So Coco definitely came that way. And then, of course, we sell lingerie and novelty items, so Risque is the side of it.
You could have a line of sugar
absolutely,
with the spice. But the general thing, spice, yes, spice. And you are a lingerie mogul?
Yes, I would consider so, yeah.
Wow.
Or a lingerie freak as you're.
And a lingerie freak, yeah. And what turned you on to lingerie?
It was really years ago when I was in the closet with my lingerie, like how gays come out. I came out with my fetishes to lingerie.
Oh, really?
Just liking it, wearing under my clothes when I would go to school, colleges, or work, you know, or going to dinner with my boyfriend.
Oh.
I would always wear it under, fishnets, laces, and stuff, and corsets.
Yes.
And then just sharing it with a bunch of my girlfriends, you know, they became interested in it, and I would buy things and tell them exactly what would work for their body types. And everybody just started following my trend with you know, wearing it underneath clothes or wearing it out like Madonna, like you said, you know, to the clubs.
Yeah.
And I just became a blogger because of it. And then novelty items, I fell into it because I love foreplay. And, you know, with lingerie, it's like you said, it's a foreplay. You know, you
right.
want to feel sexy. And the way you do that is, you know, and getting into massagers and everything else, so...
Well, you definitely dressed me very, very nicely. I really like this outfit. It's mainly about this bustle thing here, which is sort of like a widow's wedding, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, it's like a wedding dress back without the front. I mean, you couldn't get married in this thing, or Dad wouldn't give away the bride. He'd hide the bride. I mean, come on, honey, where's your skirt? But it's, you know, just... That's what makes it lingerie, right? That's what makes it. But it's got this big bustle in the back,
that for a white girl gives me an ass, so, you know. So it's very nice. And then there's this sexy little teddy thing here that is very, very nice. I might take this off later, but yeah. And then, of course, we have the matching stockings that are from Leg Avenue. And yeah, you've got just a wonderful little store in downtown LA, which, by the way, is right across from the belly dance stores that
it
I also love.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, you've got the difference. Because the belly dance stores, you can't dress all belly dance. You got to get some stockings, right? And they don't have any stockings. So you got to go over there. And it's right on Santee Alley, which is just the most amazing place. I mean, it's off Santee Alley. It's on Santee Street.
It's one block west from the Santee Alleys,
Yeah. It's just like all these buyers from all over the world come there to buy things for their stores in Oklahoma and Saudi Arabia, you know, so you're getting deals, right? Okay, and what are you wearing, my dear?
I'm actually wearing one of our store's election. It's actually from Foreplay. And it's one of the laced top and everything, so I just wanted to wear it because it's one of our best sellers.
But you have to talk into the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. But it's good you're standing, but that microphone doesn't stand with you.
It's just one of our newest selection of dresses that we carry now.
So if you are in the cheap seats and only listening on Radio Suzy 1, I will just say it's like black lace and
top.
A little bit of opaque black hiding, you know, the genitals. And everything else is black lace and flowy, and definitely flowy for the club look. It definitely looks like a club thing
that is
kind of lingerie-like.
It has that lingerie. A lot of lingerie is now becoming, like, outwear. So.
Yes, it sure is. So what do you wear for bed? What do you actually wear for sex?
It would be more like of a teddy of what you're wearing.
You would wear the teddy.
Oh, yes.
Right.
You know, anything that's easy opening or...
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, or pull aside.
Put aside. Actually, a lot of the stuff comes with openings in the middle, so you don't even have to take it off.
Well, they do. This one, you know, is a pull aside. anyway, later. All right, so now we have your lovely model.
Yes, Lisa.
Lisa. What's a nice girl like you doing in lingerie like that?
Well, I do fashion shows for Coco Risque. I've been doing it for about a year.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm here with her tonight.
Yes. Well, lingerie fashion is just like any fashion in a way, except it's a little more risque, right?
That's
Coco Risque. So how do you like modeling lingerie?
I love it. I do usually lingerie and bikinis, but I like lingerie better.
Yeah. You like lingerie better than bikinis?
I do.
Right.
You feel better in it.
Right. You're in the bikini.
Yeah.
You can't wear any stockings. Your legs are hanging out. You know, I mean, you can't. You, I guess they let you wear high heels.
Yes.
So that's okay. Mm-hmm. But bikinis, they're kind of limited.
Yeah.
You know, they're good to swim in.
They are.
But, yeah, lingerie is good to strut your stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you get to play. You get to accessorize. And
yes.
It's fun.
You do. I bet you do. Well, you're wearing various accessories. I'm not going to get into it, but... I think we're going to have a little stripping shortly, but I want to introduce my other guests. So, okay. Do you model anything else? I mean, jeans or stuff like that?
It's
all
usually
bathing
just
suits,
lingerie, bikinis.
Lingerie and bikinis.
I'm usually half naked.
How about naked? Do you ever do any naked modeling?
I do, but usually I'm like covered up.
But you go like this?
Yeah.
Implied. Arms,
yeah.
Right.
Implied. Yeah.
Implied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of implied and unimplied, or
mostly
just
unimplied.
direct, blatant, shall we say, and
blatant
beautiful
modeling,
and just one of our favorite guests back again, third time is the charm. This could be a special night. This is, of course, the fabulous Odette Delacroix.
Oh.
And her name sounds like lingerie. You should have a lingerie line with a name like that, right?
I wish.
Yeah.
And I did put
on
some lingerie.
Yeah, look at this. I see.
A nice little sort of teddy one piece. And as far as we were talking about access and openings, this snaps right from the bottom and comes up just like a baby's onesie. You know?
A baby's onesie.
It unsnaps and and folds out. So maybe we'll see that later.
A baby's onesie, right? Okay.
Well, it's like, but instead of a diaper underneath there, there's a little plaything. So
right. I'm glad we don't have. Yeah, but I mean, diapers for some people, that's lingerie.
I do diaper
modeling. I bet you do because
yes, I do.
Okay, we first have to establish that you are well over 21.
Yes.
But she looks, you know. What can I say? I'm not even going to say. But she, so I can imagine you doing diaper modeling. And mm-hmm. What do you feel? Do you feel when you model a diaper?
Well, I was hesitant to try it at first. And then once I finally got one on, I told the person, because I do custom videos, and I said, if you want me in it, they're not cheap. You'll have to send me the diapers you want.
Okay,
and then
custom video. So yes. You have a client who's a diaper baby.
A diaper fetishist.
Right. Okay.
And so he sent me these very expensive, lovely adult diapers fitted for me.
Mm.
I put them on, and as a petite person, I love warmth. I love comfort. I have kind of a bony ass.
Mm,
so once I sat down in the diaper, I'm like, you know, this feels
it's
pretty comfy. Good.
It's comfy. It's like a little nest around
it's
my
warm,
ass.
It's warm, and he didn't want me to like pee in it or do any kind of diaper water sport.
Oh, I was going to ask.
But the second time around, he's
all right, you're ready to pee.
You're broken in,
ready
and
to
now
use
you're,
it.
Yes. And you know what? That felt even better. It's the warmth thing for me.
Uh-huh.
Having the warmth in that area felt really nice, so I've always been open-minded about it, and I'm not wearing one right now, but...
No, it wouldn't go with that outfit, no.
Well, I guess it depends who you
And
ask.
I don't know if I would classify diapers as lingerie. I guess for some people, yeah, it's a fetish
and
item.
And it's a much larger fetish than I ever imagined it to be. I get clients, two clients from Mexico who order videos from me regularly, and then a huge plethora of German diaper fetishists.
Now, where'd you learn a word like plethora?
I have an English degree, and this is how I'm using it these days.
All right. It's being put to very good use. A plethora of uses. That's great. Mm-hmm. So you have a plethora of clients that are into different little things, and they send you requests.
Yes, a lot of them. I shoot a lot with BBWs, Big Beautiful Women.
To contrast yourself.
And yes, because
you're about
I'm,
one of the tinier
I'm a,
women.
I'm 88 pounds and 5 feet tall, very, very petite. And I shoot my target casting for BBWs is women over 5'8 and over 350 pounds.
Okay.
So the biggest of the big, the curviest of the curvy.
And what do you like that, or you're just such an entrepreneur? I mean, speaking
honestly,
of entrepreneurs,
I love it. Does it
make your pussy wet?
It has become this growing fetish for me.
Really?
And I think because I've always been into contrast.
Good. Well, it's good to work you love.
In a sense, just like the diapers, they're soft and warm all over.
Right.
And especially when they're on top of
but
me.
But you're like this little twig. I mean, do you eat anything?
Yes.
What do you eat?
I eat a healthy diet. I eat fish usually 5 times a week.
Right. You are healthy. You're not one of those girls that eats like in and out and then, and it's like
and
that
then,
anyway.
But you know,
right,
mostly,
you keep your girlish figure. Even though you like the big ones, you like to be.
And honestly, the
small.
Fetish modeling is a workout. When I'm shooting, it's like going to the gym.
You always do a workout. You were here at my birthday last week.
Oh, yes.
Okay, happy birthday to me in case you didn't say it already. And you did what with me, we both did this fire play with Dark Phoenix where I mean he was like, you know, spitting out these amazing flames that went right up our asses, and I wasn't wearing a bustle though because that would have gone up in flames. No, I had to have a bare ass, and it was just so amazing, such an incredible feeling. But when I looked at the pictures later, it looks a little bit like he's lighting a giant, you know.
Yes.
I can say that. It's my show.
Yeah.
It looks like he's lighting a giant fart.
Yeah, it looks it's a fireball, and it kind of rolls forward. And when I was sort of stationed there and he was breathing the fire onto my ass, it felt like it met my ass and then kind of rolled up my back like a little fireball. And to me, it felt really, really pleasurable. And in the same way that, like, I like a little bit of pain. I'm not really into the impact play. I don't like getting beat up. But in the same way that when the BBWs sit on me, it's a little bit of breath play involved. My breathing is limited when they're sitting. I do chest sitting. I do face sitting. I do it all with them. And every now and then, I also top them.
Yeah. Oh, they sit
amazing.
On you?
They sit on me.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Every now and then, I'll do them with a strap on to kind of reverse.
I'm
the
worried
roles.
About you. You have a nurse nearby.
It looks a lot worse than it is. The bark is
that
worse.
That would be kind
of
sexy, though, to have a nurse in one of her sexy little nurse lingerie outfits.
If anybody wants to guest as
a
nurse.
Right. Actually, I know of a great nurse that should wear a sexy little lingerie
outfit.
There
we go.
That just bought a bunch of stuff at Coco Risque Spicy Lingerie on Santee. Have you been there?
I haven't yet, but do you have cosplay sort of outfits, too?
We do. One of our biggest things is costume lingerie.
Talking to the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Costume lingerie is one of our big things, and I do a lot of fashion shows for that.
I need to make a little visit.
Absolutely.
Because you're a real costume girl.
I do, and it plays into a lot of the fetish videos and the scripts that I get require costumes. They're into the role play. But, yeah, the diapers, the BBWs. Two things I never would have imagined.
And fairy
tale.
I could see you as
a little
Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, I grew up in Maine, literally in a forest, about 2 miles removed from society. So I grew up. My parents would be like, "Go outside and play, rain or shine, snow or sun." And I think a lot of that, the sort of tribalism, is still in me.
Wow, you are a tribal girl. You definitely are. Definitely, with that fire going up your ass. Oh my God. And yeah, and then the fire was up her ass while I was holding a Hitachi magic wand on her clit, just to make it all pleasurable.
Yes, and pain together.
Pleasure
it
and
was blissful.
Was it painful or scary?
It felt like when I'm cooking and I open the oven and that
heat
wave hits you.
Yeah, little spray, but not too bad.
It's not too bad. No. I really recommend it.
I do too. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll get back to you. And I want to introduce my surprise guest of the night, Alexis. Hello.
Hello.
Alexis.
Pleasure.
Well, so you just kind of appeared in the womb room tonight. We've got you here. You kind of buttered me up, said you've been watching the show since... Yeah. I don't know.
90s.
So you were a little
HBO days.
Infant in diapers, speaking of themes.
I was so horny then.
Yeah. And HBO, well, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of... They keep rerunning my HBO things, but you maybe saw, the heyday.
I did.
And so here you are.
Here I am.
So, very present pretty. Yourself.
My name is Alexis. I'm a fellow fetish. I enjoy pleasure, pain. I like to be submissive, and I also like to be a top. So I'm a switch, and I enjoy a little bit of everything.
You seem to like sexy outfits. I mean, that's kind of a lingerie.
Yeah.
What is that?
Nice corset.
That's a corset of leather or?
Leather. It's lambskin.
Leather. It's lambskin.
Lambskin.
Okay. So all right, all you animal
nice
activists.
Bone.
Don't get too upset, please.
Don't
get upset. Please. Okay.
Okay. But,
all right.
There's nothing I don't like to try or experiment with, and I'm always up for new things.
Are you a freak?
Oh, yes.
What kind of freak, specifically?
Specifically, probably a big spanking public...
Spanking!
Public
right.
sex freak.
I have... Where am I spanking? Oh, they took away my spanking implements because it's not my birthday anymore. Last week was all about spanking. I mean, not all. We did have... Sibian rides and fire. Well, it was kind of like a fire spanking, really, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of attention to the buttocks last week. That's the birthday buttocks. And yet, I know they're over there, so we can always spank and get spanked.
I'd like that.
Yes. So you're a spanking freak. Spanking or getting spanked or both?
Both.
Really? Okay.
Spanker and spanky.
Spanker and spanky. Okay. And now, speaking of freaks, we were wondering where this theme was going. Right. Yeah, you can play it a little more. Yeah. Okay, this is the music of Freaks.
I'm licking, then you suck it. Now we fucking argue. want me to show you something? Arch your back, girl, it's nothing. Say my name. Oh, you not gonna say that shit. I'm gonna have you on that. I can't talk, can't walk, gotta lay down shit. How you want it?
Yeah, Marky D, let's hear it. We're gonna hear more of Freak. But the Freak himself is sitting here, freaking. I'm good. You have to talk into your microphone with your soft voice.
Now?
There you go. Yeah, get right up to it.
Okay, we're good.
We often say like you're giving head, but don't. Well, I'm not trying to imply anything by that, except that you should get your lips right.
Right.
Up
okay.
To,
yeah.
You know, the whole thing. And you're not wearing. Oh, nobody's wearing headphones. Okay. Whatever. So just get close. Oh, you're wearing headphones. Look at you. You get headphones.
I like to hear myself.
I know. Yes. It helps modulate. You know that.
Right.
Right. As a freak.
Yes.
Yes. So this is your, I mean, this is a great sex song, right? Freak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's about other things, too. But, I mean,
but
mainly.
It's mostly about freaking. Yeah.
About freaking, which is. I mean, you can be all kinds of freak. You can be a shopping freak and a lingerie freak and a political freak. I mean, you can be any kind of freak, but the real meaning of freak.
Sexual freak.
Sexual freak. Right. Yeah.
Right.
So so why did you write this song about being such a freak?
It's actually a pretty funny story. I used to manage a shoe store. Where I live at in Whittier.
Ah, which makes an appearance in the music video, this shoe store.
And there was this couple that came in, and it was just them two, and there was a lady fussing with her boyfriend about not being freaky enough. This is actually my first song I ever wrote. So
she was just saying there. He was not freaky enough. He was shopping for high heels. For her?
No, he was shopping for tennis shoes. They were both shopping for tennis shoes.
Oh, just tennis shoes.
Yeah, but they were going back and forth, and you can hear her start to get upset because, you know, workaholic, and he wasn't freaky enough, and I kind of just was like, that'd be pretty interesting. Though.
Wow. So he just wasn't
he wasn't doing it,
doing
for,
it
her,
for her.
I guess not.
You know, it wasn't even like some special shoes here. I mean, wow. Okay. Well, so you realized how important it is to the women
oh,
in
yeah,
your life.
To be...
To
keep them
to be a good freak. You gotta, you know, if men aren't freaking, we're freaking out of there, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we figure, okay, if you're not freaking, I mean, maybe you just don't like us. And we like to be liked. That's why we put on all this lingerie. So don't be shy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of shy guys who need to learn to freak.
Yeah.
And your video is a little bit of a primer, right?
Yeah. Right? I mean, I wanted to do another version of it, you know, but
yeah,
I had to do that version.
You wanted to do another version, but you had to do that.
I had to do the more PG version.
I mean, the first verse, is that PG?
No, but yeah, you don't
is
have
to. Is that PG? I mean, like, wow. That was pretty explicit talk. I mean, I would say even our porn star here, Odette, would you say that was like dirty talk?
Oh, I would say that's definitely dirty talk.
Yeah, that's the PG.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I wonder what the X is.
I mean, as far as the visual part.
Oh, the visual,
yeah,
right.
You know, the...
Yeah, the visual. Well, you know, you want it to be on like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, you could have another version if somebody wants to finance you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hear that? We want to finance. The X-rated version. Maybe you could shoot it here.
Yeah.
Was there a moment in your life when you decided, I am a freak?
Yeah. I mean, it's natural. I'm a Taurus, and I heard Taurus are really...
Well, they're ruled by Venus.
So, I mean...
Not that I believe in that stuff. Are you a lingerie freak?
Oh, yeah. I like boy shorts and a lot. I don't know why. I like boy shorts.
Nobody's wearing boy shorts tonight. Right?
I mean, I like thongs, too.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
I like
okay.
thongs, too.
Well, good.
I mean, I love boy shorts. Oh, yeah.
This is a triple strap thong teddy we got going here.
Oh.
Yes. Very, very fancy dancy. Yeah. So, lingerie freaks, we got lingerie. So I think we're going to do a little fashion show with your song as the music. So everyone should prepare to be in the fashion show, by the way, okay? So, you know, kind of straighten yourself or whatever, or crooked yourself or, you know. And but we're going to start with Coco Risque. This is a place, if you've got women, it seems like you have one woman or...
Oh, I can have multiple women.
You can have multiples, if I ask.
Yeah, whatever you want.
You can bring... Okay, next time, I want you to bring multiple women.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Right, okay. Wow, I want to see that. And you should, you know, shop for them at Coco Risque.
I will do it.
Okay, so we're going to have a little show with Lisa here. So you can... You want to go up on the stripper pole, or do you want to just go around? You can come around here. You will?
Yeah.
Okay. Here she comes. This is Lisa in Coco Risque. And she's wearing a corset. It's a little big.
It's
actually
a little
we
big.
We have to yes. say it's a little big. And
story of my life. Right?
Yeah. Well, and so I'm getting the microphone here. And you're also wearing the schoolgirl skirt. This is, do schoolgirls really wear these skirts now? I mean, sort of. Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. You were recently a schoolgirl and you wore that skirt? Or a skirt like
maybe,
this?
Yes.
Yeah, this is, yeah, it's not exactly, like, some of them are, like, up above the genitals. So, right, Odette wears those.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you're an experienced schoolgirl skirt wearer, right?
And an experienced schoolgirl in general. I was a very dirty
that's right.
schoolgirl.
You were.
Catholic school all the way through.
All the way through.
All
can
the
we
way
say,
through.
Can we say, you know, shout out Loyola?
Yes, because there's been a couple magazines who have already kind of outed me for
okay.
going there. So now it's I'm out.
Right.
I went to Loyola Marymount, good old Jesuit school, nice Catholic education.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Well, I went to Yale, which is a little more Protestant, but yeah, also founded by ministers.
Yes.
Founded
yes.
by ministers as a religious school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I have my fans and my detractors there. Have you acquired any detractors yet?
It's mostly, you know, I actually helped a couple professors do some sex sort of research after I graduated when they were comfortable approaching me and talking about it. So I was an informant for a couple of researchers, and they were all supportive.
An informant?
Yes.
That sounds very CIA.
Well, I was a bit
I'm
going to
start being suspicious
but...
of her. Okay, speaking of getting out from under the covers, we're now going to strip off the corset and perhaps the skirt. Here we go. So turn the music up. Freak, baby. Freak. Here she is, Lisa, in Coco Risque lingerie. And yes, hello, John. John Clark is here. Hello. You want to come up to a microphone? Because she's now up here. We've gotten... I know. Be careful what I ask for. You're sitting next to Gabby of Coco Risque Lingerie and Spice Lingerie. Spicy. And this is Odette Delacroix. This is John Clark. We should explain? Okay, I'm going to explain you best I can. Unless you'd like to explain yourself, probably not.
No.
You would like an explanation. Yeah, you can't remember. Okay, John was one of my original producers of this show, which was pure radio at the time. None of this visual shenanigan stuff.
Saturday night, it was called.
It was called a lot of things. Date night was one
date
thing.
Night, date night. Night.
And
we
night.
Hooked people up on the telephone.
Yes, we did.
And
we
you and I
them.
Could go out and have a coffee while the people would talk to each other.
Yes, we'd let them do that. It was a really easy show.
It was
right,
very.
You could let other people entertain. Well, I still do that. I have guests on now, and I let them entertain everybody.
Yeah.
And sometimes they actually, I do just as much matchmaking as we ever did.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people want to be with people. You know, and they find each other through, especially when you're talking about
but
sex
you know,
and hanging
I think,
out in lingerie.
I think we were innovators. I think we were the first to do that, to actually
so
have
too.
People mix and on the air and talk to each other and just forget about the host. they would actually have an intimate conversation on the air, and we could all listen in. We had a 7-second delay, I believe.
Yes. Well, that's why I call everybody a voyeur that's listening in on this show. But yes, it was very voyeuristic then, especially with the people calling in like that, sometimes from, you know, under the blankets with, you know, the wife or the mom in the next room or something, you know. So John produced our first radio show. Well, mine, that was before I got married. And he is also the ex, I don't know how you describe this, ex-widower or of Lynn Redgrave, of the Redgrave family. And he is also a former child star and just general Shakespearean phenomenon type person. And so here he is, John Clark. Friar John.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
right.
Thank you.
Okay, so here you are.
You know, nobody's heard of my ex, Lynn Redgrave, not this younger generation.
Yeah, I noticed they didn't get a reaction. I got more of a reaction talking about
producing
my show.
Who?
Well, I thought some old fogies might know who the Redgraves are.
But you know something? In New York, just last week, on June the 3rd, actually, there was the 45 Bleecker Street Theater was being renamed the Lynn Redgrave Theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then people will know who she is again.
And you know what? Maybe. I wrote to the owner of the theater, and I said, I'm coming in. I want to see my kids,
yes, absolutely,
who don't talk to me for the last 6 years.
Right.
But they were the honorary chairs, you see. So I said, I'm going to come in. I want to meet my son. He's a captain flying for Delta Airlines now. And my
Benji,
which means I can fly free anywhere in the world.
Hello, Benji.
What do you think of that?
Well, you can't. At least that you get that benefit.
Tell them about your other son.
My other son.
Max.
What?
Yeah, Max. I want to fly free too.
Oh, Max wants to fly free. He wants to be.
And then
our
daughter Annabelle, who's a photographer in Manhattan. And my other daughter, the famous lesbian who became a Buddhist nun who lives in Norfolk, England, she was flying over. So I thought, well, I'll see
the famous lesbian.
But yeah. Okay. But you know what? I was ignored by everybody. Nobody responded. And I thought, I'm not going to. You know, when I attended Lynn's funeral, I wound up on my back in Kent, Connecticut, outside the church because nobody would let me in. And the cops came out.
Drama. These people are drama, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
Shakespearean, like the Barrymores, the Redgraves,
exactly.
And John Clark. And
exactly.
In divorce, in sickness and in health, they are full of drama. And, you know, I love them. I had a great time with you guys. And Lynn, rest in peace. Love you, too. I do. I'm sorry, but I do.
That's okay. And Topanga Canyon.
She was always wonderful to me, and I had wonderful times there, and with all your children.
Let me just
you're
finish.
My friend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But listen, let me just finish. I didn't go to New York.
You're
I
never going to finish,
I didn't
really?
Go.
Seriously. You're not going to finish, and I have to stop you unless you have one punchline.
Oh, yeah. The punchline is, I didn't go, by the way, and I don't think my kids...
That's not a punchline,
no, wait.
Hey, you have enough theater training to know that's not a punchline.
My kids didn't go either.
Okay.
And then I saw a picture of this theater, which is a storefront, and the last show they had there was Deep Throat, you know?
Deep Throat!
Yeah.
Yeah. We just broadcast from... Deep Throat, the play, which is an excellent play that you should see.
Yeah, I did see it.
Signature of Ron Jeremy, right?
I saw it.
Actually, John introduced me to Ron Jeremy. Or was that Tony Grant who introduced us? Yeah. Anyway, Dr. Tony Grant. Now, if you haven't heard of Lynn Redgrave, you really haven't heard of Dr. Tony Grant. Okay. So look her up. Yeah. So here we are. Oh, while I was talking, or while John was talking, you stripped down to this outfit. Okay, so this is a real lingerie outfit. I almost got this one. And then I just thought this was more, you know, me. But this is really nice. This is also me. And
I love it.
It's really very flattering and beautiful. And it's like a fence. It's kind of like the fishnet look. Right?
Yeah.
Fishnet look.
The lace, yeah.
If you think your legs look good in fishnets, try a fishnet dress that isn't really a fishnet thing. It's sort of nylon, too.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you get up on the stripper pole? Can you do that? Or no? What do you do? Okay, you don't have to dance on it. You can just stand on it. How about are you afraid of heights?
In front of me,
you stand and you look like you know what you're doing. You just sort of model. And we look up your ass. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Okay. I think walking around a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So how's the view there, John? Hey, John, how's the view?
What?
How's the view?
The view is great from here.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to tell us anything else about this outfit, Gabby?
It's one of our popular sellers, actually, at the store.
Stay up there. Stay up there. Are you scared? Oh. Oh, it's slippery.
And this one, actually, it hugs really nicely on the thigh area. So it's one of the popular ones. And it does slim you down if you have, like, a little tummy. It definitely hugs everything nicely, and it's very flattering.
Very nicely. Okay. Well, okay, so if you... I don't want you to stand on a step. If you could come down here, then. And turn around. Nice. So, have you ever worn this outfit before?
I have not.
So how does it make you feel?
I love it, honestly. I do.
So if you were a character in a play or a movie, what would you be? Would you be like, Moulin Rouge? Actually, that's how I feel in this outfit.
Yeah, that's you.
That's me. So you're just like a street whore. What are you? I don't know. A very well-dressed street whore, though. Very, very well-dressed, right? Very, very nice. No, I don't know. What do you feel like?
It's weird, but I kind of feel like saying like a witch.
A witch?
Yeah,
no?
A little bit.
What do you think? What does she look like? Yeah. I can't hear you when you're back there. Get
sexy
up to
witch.
That much. A sexy witch.
See the hat?
Yeah. Right. Halloween, you know. Yes. Okay. All right. A little bit spider webby.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why.
Okay. Does any more come off? Or is this is it? Okay.
We have one more outfit, but I have
we
to change
We have one more outfit.
Yes.
Okay. So I think you're going to go get into that outfit now. Okay.
So you can do more fashion show.
We're going to do a little more. So quick change. Because Gabby is the mistress of changing.
Yes.
Transformation. Right? Transformation. Okay. So now I have... Let's see, which of my other lovely ladies, I don't know if I should have the men model tonight. You guys don't look like you're wearing lingerie or anything.
It could be for someone.
It could be for someone. You know, Odette, you have a very open mind, and I love that about you.
Yes.
You have an amazing mind. It's fantastic. It's college educated, but more, you know, because there's a lot of dumb college
educated.
And there's the bedroom part, yeah. The college thing gives you the vocabulary. What music do we have now? Yeah. What are we doing now? What is this? You don't know. You're the engineer. You got to know. If you're going to do it, you got to... Yeah, say you're sorry on the microphone.
I'm sorry. I got carried away and I started playing.
I'm
going
to get Mistress Ava to whip you.
Ouch.
Okay.
Hey, Susie, you want to see me in my Y fronts?
In your what?
My Y fronts.
Y fronts?
What is that?
I look like the guy in Family Guy, you know?
Okay. I'm not sure that is something I think I probably need to do the Bonoboville communion before I see that. Okay, so we're going to do that, okay? Would you like to participate in Bonoboville communion?
Sure.
Yes?
Yes?
Okay. So Odette already knows all about it. So first of all, I think we should just do a little modeling with you, Odette, right?
Sure, here.
Because you did wear lingerie tonight, so let's see this outfit.
It's not Coco Risque, unfortunately, but next time.
Yeah, it looks like something they might carry.
It's lingerie enough.
Yeah, it is. So, okay, so are we going to play More Freak or the other one? Or okay, what's the name of the other one? Are we playing the other one now? We're going to play Freak now. So he can line up the other one. Okay, you ready for Freak? Okay, so play the Freak for our Freak. You are a little bit of a wonderful, fantastic freak. Odette. And a very little, because she's only 88 pounds. And she's striding up to the stage in her teddy. She looks like one of these girls in the gymnastics section of the, right? You don't look like a grown-up, I'm sorry.
I'm the dirty gymnast
you
tonight.
You do, you look like the gym, you look like you're going to do cartwheels.
I wish I could.
On a balance beam, right. No, you do, you do. You've got the body for it, and you can just do some poses like you're on a balance beam. Right?
Oh, balance poses.
Just think, you know, and you're not on a balance beam, so it could be anything. Yeah, there you go. That looks very gymnastical. Yeah. Right? Well, that's ballet.
And one of the reasons why I wore this one is because it had a special feature that I liked. One of the reasons why I bought it, because sometimes you're in a rush.
Yes, and I think we're going to all be feeling a rush at this point. Whoa! That was a rush! Was that a rush? Or what? Is that what you call
like a
lingerie
a slingshot.
Rush?
Yeah,
right.
Watch your eyes.
Freak of the week over here. Okay, Marky D, did you see that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It's talking to the microphone.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
that.
You did. Okay, you took a picture
amazing.
With your eyes.
Yes.
Right, okay. Did anybody miss that? Abraham missed it. Can we do it again, please? Can you put the music on again? And we need to see that. And actually, I think Gabby missed it. Okay, here we go. This is a special lingerie feature.
Don't blink. You know, it's concealed.
Yes.
This is almost club wear if you're, I guess, at the right club.
Or if you're a gymnast.
Exactly. Okay, I don't quite have the bikini wax for gymnastics.
No. No, that's the surprise. Okay, here we go. Here comes the surprise. Aren't your bad girl, it's nothing, say my name. Oh, you not gonna say that shit. I'm gonna have you on that. I can't talk, can't walk. I told you there was a surprise.
It's not a backflip, but it worked.
No. It definitely is impressive. And we give you, what, how many stars can they give? 10? 15?
All of them.
All of them. All those stars. This is amazing. I mean, Freak, it's there's so much beauty in somebody who's a little bit different, who looks like such a little girl, and you'd expect the bald pussy, right? And it's not at all. It's a nice bush, right, from the 70s.
Definitely.
Except, this is very important. Unlike the 70s, where it was growing like the Congolese rainforest, you know, all over everything, and your teeth getting in there. Nicely shaves.
I keep the party area clean.
You know, some of us guys like to see a shrub or two.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we're not talking about George Bush. Do people still know who he is?
Bush or shrub?
We don't want to see him.
Yeah.
It's very 60s.
The only Bush I vote for.
It's very 60s, isn't it?
You know, 60s, 70s, every age probably except recently.
I think it's coming
it's
back
coming,
into
it
fashion.
Is coming
but it is
back.
It is coming
it
back.
Is.
Of course,
yes.
In fact, you know.
And
a
lot of
a
big porn stars now have.
But yours is so impressive.
Made a bush.
There's something. I mean, I must say, a lot of them are showing bush now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's something just beautiful, right? Freak, a little
it
freaky,
is.
Right?
It's
a little
just
freaky.
The right amount of freak.
But you know,
and it
in
shows
a good way.
That I'm a woman, right. Even though I have the baby face.
And we're so glad you're
out.
Showing that, and
yeah.
You know, because IDs and stuff. Although I noticed you did show your ID on
I
my
did
camera.
Show, yes, I did.
Several times, you're standing there with her ID.
Mm-hmm. Freak.
Okay. I'm holding the snake, right? Yeah, do you like the snake?
I do. You want me to take a snake?
Yeah, you can hold her for a minute. Then I'm going to put her away. But you can hold her around your bush. Okay.
Yeah,
so
she
now,
has a little bush to play in.
Well, you could just hold her there. And now I have Alexis here, who I'm going to ask to model her leather lingerie outfit. Pleasure in leather. Alexis. And she's wearing a corset. And... stockings or it's like she's caught. See, this is one thing about lingerie. It sometimes does get caught on things. Okay, here she goes. And she has on those giant fence pantyhose, which are really, really nice. Except they get tangled up a lot, I find. But but you know, if, oh, look at this. Moody, right? Pussy popping, right? I mean, even though you're really popping your ass, it's called pussy popping.
Everything's moving.
Everything is moving, right? You know
goes,
about this.
Goes hand in hand.
Right. This is a rap sort of delicacy. Is okay, can you do that again? Yeah, okay. Lean up there. Have you on that. I can't talk, go. Can't walk, gotta lay down shit. How you want it? It's your car. On the couch, you're by the wall. West Covina, Pasadena, Lakewood, or the Bray of Mall. You hear all those places? You recognize them. Pasadena, the Bray of Mall. She's gotta be quiet, can't get caught having sex up in the bathroom stall. Oh, here she goes. Up the pole. And she's pussy popping right in front of me. Whoa, I got the best view. Wow. Yeah, I must be a freak. Oh, yeah. Definitely a lingerie freak. This is some hot lingerie. And, she's wearing panties under. You're wearing two pairs of panties. You know, I used to do that. Okay. I'm not sure what that's about. Okay. Thank it. Yeah. Oh, you're all tangled up, girl. Are you dare to go up on the stripper pole? Yeah. She's so tall. That would be impressive, right? Here she goes. Look at that. Yeah. Love that pole, girl. Freak. Freak it. Yeah.
It's not her first rodeo, I can tell that.
Yeah. Yeah, shake it.
Any race, there's no need to discriminate. Anyone, I ain't hating. Puerto Rican, Spanish, Asian, Caucasian, Cuban, a Haitian, Brazilian, white, Jamaican, big or small, short or tall.
Like
I really like those Europeans.
Or a girl from overseas
that really don't speak English. She got French tip,
cause you know I like them pretty feet.
She can be from Cali, or I can go overseas. Really don't matter to me, just know that monkey D, that I'm a freak.
Is, you know, underrated. Then we can see what kind of lingerie you're wearing. Yeah. All right, let's hear it for Alexis and Freak by Marky D.
Thank you.
Right, here they are, two freaky girls. Okay, so we're about to do Bonoboville Communion, right? You should stay up here because you're going to do it with me. And then we are going to have another lingerie show from Coco Risque. We're very excited about that. By the way, speaking of Coco Risque, I was in Coco Risque lingerie last week for my birthday when I kind of decided I would dress like a clown, but kind of a sexy clown. And so I'm wearing these stockings here and this big white robe and stuff. And then, you know, the guy, you can also get him at Coco Risque.
Oh, yeah, right? Definitely. We have a lot of those. The inflatable ones.
Yeah, right. The inflatable ones are the best kind. Okay, so now, Bonoboville Communion. Where is one of my beautiful helpers? Let's see, Hannah, Liliana, Ashley, somebody. Ah, here's Liliana wearing some very sexy lingerie. Can we remove the frumpy jacket, please? Can we remove that? Yes. And let's hear it for lovely Liliana. Do a little spin around. Yes. Mm. She, you know, the wings on the shoulders. Very nice. All right. So now you are going to deliver the salt. Bring the salt and the shot glasses. Sometimes we do this with Jello shots, but this is a drink. Whoops. So first of all, there needs to be a nipple. Can we? Yeah. You have two of them right there. Okay. And you have two also. All right. I'm glad. You never know. There are some freaks with three, right? And that's okay too, right? Yeah. Mistress Ava. Yeah. Oh, Mistress Ava has on crotchless panties. Wait a second. Show those again. You have to let the photographer catch those. Right in the womb room is a naked womb on the couch belonging to our bartender of the night, Mistress Ava.
I came prepared because it was lingerie day.
Yep, so lingerie freak
night. Crotchless panties, y'all.
So you're wearing very, very sexy crotchless panties, and they're like white and like all frilly and stuff. Like super, like girly. And then this outfit that looks a little bit like what?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, okay. Somehow the hair doesn't look Alice in Wonderland. That's...
I can't be a blonde, I'm a Latina.
Right, okay.
I'm
okay.
A Latina, yeah. Picante.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you're in the Alice in Wonderland outfit and Odette here is with the big bush. Yeah, it goes somehow with the freak kind of thing. So, yeah, she's such a slinky Alice in Wonderland there. Yeah, you might have to come up here and do Bonoboville shots, Miss Bartender. You have to help anyway. Okay, you have two, right. So here's what we do. We lick the nipples. I could demonstrate or you could just do it. Yeah, there you go. Lick the nipples, right? There you go, she doesn't need any. And now we sprinkle the salt on the nipple. And look at that nipple standing at attention in the hot and steamy womb room. And right, with just this lovely lingerie. See, lingerie, you know, you don't have to take it off. You can keep things on even as you're getting freaky. Right. And this is freaky, I mean, for a drink, right? It's basically a body shot, but it's a Bonoboville body shot. Right, okay. Okay, so now you get your shot.
Yes.
Okay, but your nipples are then going to serve for the next one. Here we go.
Bonobo.
Okay, you could drink the whole thing and you down the hatch. Wow, good girl. Actually, you're supposed to suck this salt before the shot, but who cares?
Oh,
right?
She did both.
Oh,
I reapplied it.
Oh, she did. Oh. Wow. You greedy little bitch. Yeah. I love it. Freak. Okay.
She did a great job. I think it's my turn.
I think it's your turn. So I will hold the salt. And okay, here we go. So you need to first wet the surface of the body. Somehow nipples work for us here, although you could do it on the ass. Or you could also do it on the shoulder, or you know the wrist if you're really concerned. Okay. Oh, you got it already. Okay. So
I'll look half before and half after.
Okay. Here we go.
So I need a shot.
Okay. We need the shot. That's the reward. No.
I mean,
the nipple is the reward.
I'm a small girl. We'll
you
do enough.
You can just do
half.
Yeah. You don't have to do the whole thing.
It's kind of a double shot.
That's right. This is what we call Bonoboville communion, because we sort of have a religious approach to party activities here. So it's communion.
Yes. And right. Now I'm communed.
And you are right. And it's kind of a ritual that we do here. And you like that ritual?
Yeah. Yes, I like
it's a
that.
Good ritual. Yeah.
Very
okay.
Good
right. Okay. Well, good. Are you over 21?
Oh, of course.
He should partake in the ritual.
Well, as you're suggesting that, are you willing to allow?
I have two nipples and only one got used so far. So, I mean, just putting
you,
it out there.
You have an offer. You sure. have a freak, this isn't man. Freak. Okay.
Lingerie freak night.
Lingerie freak.
You want me to come up there?
Do I want you? I step right up. We could even play your music while you're walking up. Okay, here we go. The freak himself. So, here we go. Okay. All you have to do, you lick first. Sprinkle of salt, and then you lift up the salt, and the only thing is, you have to take this cup. You lick the salt. Go ahead, before you get to the cup. I mean, he might feel that as a rapper it would be like bad for his career to be the salt is fine, but I mean, is this not okay? Now, I mean, I never ever force anybody to do anything, so would you want me to put this in a regular cup?
Sure.
No, let him drink it out of here. Oh, come on. She would like you to drink it out of there.
Just do it.
I was willing, but your fans want you to drink it out. There he goes. That's a freak. Woo-hoo! Let's hear it for Marky D. Yeah. He's a freak. Okay. All right, so relax. Okay. And this is yours now. You can keep drinking it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to have a seat. Right. You can have a seat here. Yeah. No, here. You're too pretty to sit over there. You can also sit here if you like. And we are going to now, like the ladies of Marie Antoinette's posse, that fiddled while Paris burned, going to watch a lingerie show by Coco Risque. And here she is, Lisa modeling Coco Risque. A little... So you could describe what you're wearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a one-piece red. This is from Renee Raffay. It's one of our popular pieces as well. It does come with garters, so you can definitely wear it with garters, and it will hold the fishnet. The fishnets that she's currently wearing, we also have them available in the store, and they have like an adhesive, so it won't roll down. Those are awesome when you don't want to wear your garters. Some girls don't like to wear garters.
Right.
But this one piece definitely comes with garters. So it's black and red and only comes in this color and black as well. So.
Yeah. Well, walk around in front of us so we can see your outfit and your
a little strut.
And your outfit. And,
yeah. It's very flattering as well. The back area. So it shows all the ass. And the good thing about the fishnets is that it hugs your thighs.
This is some booty here.
Right. And so.
Do you do the pussy pop?
I don't know how to do it.
You don't know how to do it? Can you just shake your ass?
It doesn't move.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Do that. Okay, you want to do it for us?
I'll help it.
It doesn't move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You got a freak. Right. Okay, so how does this one make you feel compared to the other one?
I like this one. It's more conservative, but I like the colors. I like the...
This is conservative?
It's more conservative.
I think so. The other one's more... It shows everything, but it...
Except this one, your ass, the flesh of your ass is out there. Turn around again. Yeah, right. Yeah, that. Yeah. I mean, the other one is great, but it's like covered the ass.
Yeah.
Right. So we appreciate the ass. And the material, can I feel?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, it's very silky.
I like how it feels.
Very, very silky stuff. Yeah. Right. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a nice cami. You can wear that as a outdoor. It's another thing that is lingerie that also goes out.
Right.
Out. Right.
What I usually do with this one piece, I would wear like a high-waisted skirt, so it looks very nice, and then with a coat on top, and then... Get naked for your boyfriend later.
Yeah. Or girlfriend.
I don't discriminate.
Right. And we don't have to name all the races and nationalities. Or trans person sexuals, or something, yeah. Right? Okay. That could be a boyfriend or girlfriend. Okay. So now yes. I see things over there.
Yes. I brought a few things actually here. We do have one of our top sellers at the store, which is Oval Brand, and they're adult toys, massagers, vibrators, and ooh. So I brought some. I don't know if you'd be interested in trying them.
I would say that whoever wants to try it gets it.
Is more than welcome. I have my toy cleaner, one of our antibacterial toy cleaners that we do sell at Spice Lingerie in downtown.
Right.
At Spice Lingerie, we carry all types of novelty items, bachelorette items as well. And one of the best things about this massager is that it's very intense in speed. It looks small. It's awesome. It's a great massager to play with your boyfriend if you guys want to try.
What is the brand of that?
OVO. Yes. And so OVO. This one is actually OVO, and the name, they didn't name them. It's a German-made novelty item.
Can
and
you
they,
bring that up here?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so this is D1.
OVO. With the packaging.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's nice packaging. It looks like you're getting some fancy, you know, Tiffany's jewelry or something. You're getting a vibrator. Mm. Right. That's a freak thing, right? We like that. Mm. Mm-hmm. So let's see. So here she is. Okay, so who's you? You're going to... You, are we fighting over it? Or are we going to...
Let you have the first choice since, you know, you just... Oh, okay. I'll give it a test run.
Okay. All right, here she is. And let's look at this package here a second. Look at this. This is a beautiful package. And yes, a very nice device here that looks... kind of
it vibrates. Oh, yes, it does.
It's very
you have
sleek.
To twist it.
Variable
yes.
speed.
Let's just say it's very, very sleek.
It is. It can be used in or on the clit. I
with
think.
This one, yeah, it's more like a rabbit. So you want to just use it for
play
your clit,
around the clit,
your lips. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like a rabbit, but it's very sleek. Ooh.
Yes, it's smoother.
Mm. Right.
Has a better sort of. Power to it.
Right. This is on their bullets. On our website. We have it available on Club Risque.
Right. Well, yeah. It's also very nice in the sense that it does not make a big sound.
Oh, right? No, I could do this with someone. Literally, you are right next to me. Can you hear
it?
Yeah.
No, but
if
I have
my
headphones
roommate,
on, so I'm not sure. No, I still can't hear
no
it.
No one can hear
no,
it.
No, it's so, pretty good.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. OVO. It looks
for
beautiful.
The ovaries.
And yes, it is a very womanly brand, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. it's the kind that you would probably get in a high-end woman's sex shop, not one of those kind that... You know, it's kind of cheapy.
Spencer's. It's no Spencer's.
Right.
No, definitely not. It's a new brand that just came out, and we're proud to hold it in our store and online.
And I love how the front of your store has the club wear, and then you go farther back, and you get to the lingerie, and then you go way back, and you get to the sex toys.
The good stuff, yeah. Mm. And the one thing I'll try to talk. It has this nice kind of grip on it. So it's not going to slip out of my hand.
Yes.
Times get too good.
Yes, it does seem to be, what is the word? Ergonomically designed.
It is, yes.
You know, some scientists were actually working on this, lucky fucks. Uh-huh. They're like testing these girls like Odette here. And
I'm getting assist now.
Oh, you're getting some assist.
Why
good,
not?
Good. Okay. Right on that.
Yes,
play
right
area.
Right on
what
the button.
What do we call the party
the button,
area?
The
right.
party area.
The party area. You look so grown up with your high heels, too. And your bush, right. And yes, it's a lovely shade of magenta. Kind of clashes with the heels, but who cares, right?
It's not always about color coordination.
Mm.
Oh, it works.
Now, what are we listening to?
All right, that is Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve and Gwen Stefani of No Doubt. So Gwen Stefani and Eve.
Gwen, we love you. Hopefully you will forgive us for using your song while we are playing with an oboe. If you care, maybe Coco Risque will send you an oboe, Gwen. But in the meantime, why don't you play the other song by Freak here, Marky D.
Hi.
The other one.
Oh, the other one?
The other one, right? I mean, we have played Freak like 12 times. I think it's probably.
Yeah, we got
we like it a lot. Yeah. But
we got a few other tracks.
Let's hear Never.
Never. Let's play Never.
All right, we got Never around right here. Right. Let's check this out.
Would it sound good for her to orgasm to that?
But the right
I don't
good
know.
Timing.
This is, let's check this out.
Just hold her right there.
Yeah.
And it's, things gonna happen. right there. It works.
Ovo, you get it from Ovo. Coco Risque. Right.
Oh, God.
It's like that movie in the movie, I'll Have What She's Having. What she's having, right, is Ovo by Coco Risque.
An Ovo.
That's from
orgasm.
Harry Met Sally, right? That's,
an Ovo.
Do people here know about Harry Met Sally? Is that too old? Right. You know that one, right? You were like two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Ovo. From Coco Risque and Odette, it's right you would have a toy that begins with an O.
Yes, O for Odette, O for orgasm, O for Ovo at Coco Risque.
Coco, yes, a lot of O's. Well, that was impressive. That was.
That was.
It works. We test drove that.
It does.
Yeah. Do you have a vibrator like this?
I have vibrators, but I don't have one that's sort of shaped like this that really fits in your palm. So I could take this anywhere.
It's very
convenient. It looks waterproof too.
Is it? Yeah, yes. You can definitely go into the shower
can
with it.
Can go into the
Does
shower.
Is it batteries or is it
batteries? Yes.
Ah, okay.
Batteries
okay.
are not included when you order, but
well, I'm glad
it's
you
okay.
brought one with batteries. That was very nice.
Absolutely, of course.
And these batteries work just fine. They charged my batteries.
So, John, are you going to get this for your girl?
Sorry?
Ovo. This is what you need to get for the woman in your life.
Is that for Father's Day?
Well,
or Mother's
now
Day.
That you mention it. Yes, if you're listening to us live, then, it is almost Father's Day. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so, you could get this for Father's Day. I mean, this could feel good for a guy. You could rub it up against, whatever...
Or for a really generous father to the mother.
Well, yeah.
Maybe
love their wives so much, Max, that they actually want for Father's Day something that makes their wife come. How about that? But, not saying you should get this instead of a tie, kids. Okay. But, yeah. Happy Father's Day, John.
Thank you.
I know your kids aren't wishing you that. But anyway... Yeah, okay. What else do we have to say about Father's Day? Nothing. Okay, no. There is some stuff for men in the store, or no? It's really a woman's store.
We're starting to cater more online for men and for our gays and lesbians as well. So we have strap-ons and things of that sort in the store. For men, we have more like thongs. It doesn't really sell because I guess they get intimidated with all the women's stuff that they see at first, so...
For gays and lesbians.
Yes.
Now, see, I think of a strap-on. I guess it is for a lesbian, but it's also for a girl that wants to do her guy, bend over boyfriend.
Peggy.
Yeah,
Peggy.
Right?
It runs for both.
Right?
Yeah, and then we also have cock rings for our gays where it stimulates the, the gay man with his lover.
Well, then again, you could have a cock ring on
it. Yeah, it turns his penis into an ovo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What's not to love?
Yeah, you could. You could have a vibrating penis. How about that? Mm. So, good. All right. So, now, Do you have any other toys?
I actually have like vaginal shrinking creams and stuff that you can definitely try. And then I also have, this is a brand called Crazy Girl that we just started carrying at the store and online. It's Crazy Girl, which is the vaginal shrinking cream. We have an oral sex gel.
For pussies that are too big?
Well, the thing is that you actually put it in, on your clit and it actually, like it stimulates. It has some type of thing where it tightens it up. So for the girls who don't come from penetration, it's an awesome product that we definitely carry, cream that you put there, and you'll definitely come with this.
Interesting.
Do you and then we also that? Have an oral sex gel.
Yeah, I should have tried
should we,
it with
should
this.
We have some of this?
I'll describe the sensation if you want.
Okay. So you could just, yeah, you could. I mean, and would you like to try some?
Yeah, let's try it together.
I know I may be young.
There's quite a bit of it here. Oh, and there's more. You could have your own package.
Maybe right. If I like it, I'll take one with me.
I don't know if I want my vagina to shrink.
Well, it's not like really shrinking, but it's like a tightening cream. There's something about it where it just stimulates it.
Stimulate, yeah. I think you should call it vaginal stimulation cream, personally. But, you know, far be it from me. Maybe shrinking is something a lot of women want.
I put it on my clit and around my pussy lips.
Yeah.
And there is a tingling sensation, which is quite nice.
Stimulation.
And it's a little bit of a warming, too.
Yes.
So I can see, I don't feel anything shrinking. I mean, it's already.
Maybe what it does is it
stimulates. The one that it has is actually the oral sex gel. So the oral sex gel, actually, you would probably feel more stimulation when it
I feel
moist.
This. I mean, I feel something.
And it's a tropical flavor.
Of course, when your vagina, when your vulva and vagina are stimulated, then you start to squeeze your vaginal muscles.
What you can do is also is maybe lick your fingers and taste it, because it has a tropical taste to it. And that's an oral gel. So
it does taste good. Yeah, it tastes fruity. Mm. It makes my tongue tingle too. Hey, well.
Well, yeah. I had some lipstick at your store that made my tongue tingle. That's like kissy lipstick. Is it the same kind of thing?
And it's the same kind. Yes. It's not the same brand. It's a different type of brand. And unfortunately, I didn't bring it with me. But
so she basically has all these like pop rock makeup things over there that make your lips and pussy lips and everything. Tingle, or wherever you put it. It's just tingle cream, I guess.
It feels almost kind of like refreshing. Like, in 1 minute, like it's warm, and 1 minute, it's kind of cool. And it's a nice sensation, especially since I just used the toy.
Right.
Like, even putting it on afterwards
let me have some.
Cool it down and kind of refresh the area, make it ready for round two later. This would definitely work.
And they come in different flavors as well, but this one is tropical. It's the only one I have right now, so.
Okay, this is the easy open. It doesn't stain. I don't want to stain the lingerie here. Ooh. Oh, yeah. It feels good. Oh, it's cooling.
Tingly.
Cooling.
Tingly, yes.
Whoa. Oh, and warming as well. Oh, my God. It's not shrinking, though. But it's nice. I like it.
I don't think you'll feel the shrinking until like someone penetrates you.
Max, get ready. Okay. Whoa, this is kind of fun. And, you know, we have had some of these gels. This is a little stronger. Gels that make it tingle, you know, like warming massage oils. But now, I think I just put it on my pussy. I would think you might want to, if you're the kind of person that's sensitive, put on your wrist before you immediately apply it to the pussy, like the risk taker that I am, and you are, obviously.
Yes, but it feels nice. It's very refreshing, and especially when it goes to the kind of cooling sensation, that's different because usually you only feel warmth right there, so it kind of switches it up. It's a nice
It does
change.
Go back and forth. It's sort of like global warming. Sometimes it's cold and sometimes it's hot. It's got, I mean, like really quick changes of the seasons right between your legs. It's true. Have you tried it? Do you use it during sex, Lisa? That's you, yeah. You got a microphone up there?
No, it's gone.
Oh, you could be on that mic over there. Here, you should continue to have a voice. Right. Okay, how about you, Gabby? You ever use this for sex?
I tried them, yes. The oral sex gel, I love. There's also the men one, the men here. I have samples of them, so they can definitely take home. It's oral sex gel, so it's basically pleasure for him and her.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between the one for the men and the one for the girls?
Well, the Max Head is a flavored oral sex. Well, these are more girly, as you can tell. Men can buy them as well. You know,
but put the Max Head on a dick or on a pussy?
This is on the dick, yes.
Oh.
So the male will have this. This is for...
But the woman has to suck it if we're hetero here.
These are for the women who have bad gag reflexes. So
They
would put it on them. The males would put this on, and if, you know, it's just makes it easier. And with the flavor, and it has
Anybody
the same type of tingly sensation
reflex?
For the male.
No, you're all pros, huh? You can open
my God, do you know what it says here?
I mean,
it says manufactured by Michael Douglas and Company.
But no.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. It's a joke, right?
Yeah.
Do people get that? You know who Michael Douglas is, right? Okay. He's a big time actor and his father and everything. And used to be one of the owners of the LA Weekly, which is how I met him. And yes, I have a dildo on my knee. It's going to make sense in a minute. But Michael Douglas came out of his, you know, he's got cancer. You know, sorry, Michael. But he does have throat cancer. Could be from a lifetime of smoking and drinking. But no, he says it's from
giving head. I'm Mr. Cool here. I lick a lot of pussy on. So
he announced.
Yeah,
he announced
assuming it's pussy.
And then he kind of backtracked, right?
And he couldn't remember the name of the girl. He said it was on the tip of his tongue.
Right. right. So, of course, there's many jokes that John knows all of them coming out of this situation. But I must say, he's making people go, I don't know. It's a tough one. Now everybody's thinking about oral sex leading to cancer. And it's true that there is some relationship, but I would imagine that, you know, someone that smoked and drank their whole life, I wouldn't blame, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones for that. I would blame the cigarettes. But and Catherine I heard was mortified that, you know, people are either thinking her pussy gave it to him or somebody else's. So, anyway, it is possible to get HPV virus from oral sex. And HPV virus has been shown to sometimes lead to various forms of cancer. Not usually in the throat, though.
But you can get vaccinated now.
But
so
you can get vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated.
You are.
Yes, I am.
Good girl. Mm-hmm. You know, get vaccinated. Right. And that takes such a leap of faith, brothers and sisters. Faith in the goodness of sex and in admitting to yourself, yes, I might have some oral sex, especially if I have some of this Coco Risque butter on.
I think that the anti-sex people, of course, anytime
they
find
Michael
out,
Douglas?
paying Michael Douglas. I think that the anti-sex people want to talk about these kinds of things that you might get from licking a pussy. But they don't really talk much about Coca-Cola and what you can get from Coca-Cola.
And I bet Michael Douglas drank a lot of Coca-Cola.
And I bet you he drank a lot of Coca-Cola. And I bet you he smoked a lot of cigarettes. And I bet you inhaled a lot of pollution.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why his statement was rather rash and misleading. Yeah. But
and sex heals
A billion times
more than it kills.
Right. It is
you can
a
just tell
thing.
There's 8 billion of
so,
us now.
So, you know, if you're really feeling paranoid, God and Goddess bless you, go get vaccinated, you know? And certainly if you have lots of sex with different people.
Yes, and there's so many places in L.A. I got it for free. So you don't need insurance. You don't need anything. Just go to the right center. You can get the full vaccination. It takes about 6 months for the whole process.
All right.
Didn't cost me one cent.
Wow. Tweet this out.
Yeah,
Brother Patrick, are you listening on Twitter?
Tweet it out. Tweet
this out. I don't know if they have a Twitter. Where'd you go get vaccinated?
I went right when I moved to LA. I went to Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood. They have a Twitter, right?
Vaccination. Yes.
Go
Planned Parenthood.
It's completely covered.
Of course, was founded by
Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger, one of the first pornography busts, the first actually in the country, under the Comstock laws.
Yeah.
That was Margaret Sanger, and she was busted for obscenity and pornography because she was teaching birth control.
She was, and also selling lingerie.
So it wasn't
actually
me.
Selling sex toys and lingerie.
I didn't do it.
She was doing that, and she got busted because she showed some pictures through the mail, or maybe not even pictures, just words. But anyway, we owe a lot to our forebears and four lions and tigers and bears, and bonobos. We also owe a lot to our kissing cousins, the bonobos. Can you give me the bonobo sign, please? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Hold it up for a minute with those long legs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the bonobos, brothers and sisters, are our mascots, our inspiration, and I don't know how they look in lingerie. Probably pretty sexy.
They have bushes.
Themselves. Yeah, they have bush for sure all over their body.
They got bush. Look at this one. Yeah.
They are the make love, not war chimpanzee. If you believe in evolution, brothers and sisters, then you know that chimpanzees are our cousins. These are our kissing cousins. They're just as close to us as chimpanzees, except they're a lot sexier, and they never kill each other, unlike chimpanzees and humans. They are always stopping short of killing each other. They might fight, you know, and... you know,
slap them around a little
slap
bit,
each other know, around a little BDSM among them, but anyway, they're our inspiration because they are so peaceful and so sexy and so female dominant, woo! And we love them, and we hope you support us so that we can support them. You can adopt a bonobo directly through Lola Ya Bonobo, but if you're lazy, just give us the money and we'll adopt a few more. Bonobos.
And join Bonoboville.
And join Bonoboville.
Yeah, Bonoboville's coming
right,
up.
You can join.
None
can
of
you?
That Facebook
oh,
stuff.
Is that working?
You know what I'm talking
okay.
about?
Right, we've got a whole thing going,
what
brothers and
Facebook
sisters.
Stuff?
We
what
got,
is that?
We got.
I don't even remember. That's
got
when
a,
I was a
it's
little
It's a social
kid.
Media site.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Was,
except it doesn't do anything yet.
Oh.
It, you just
no,
can,
no. I mean, I'm talking about Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Nobody knows who
oh, that.
Facebook
I think
was.
That's also a social media site.
Yeah, right. I think so. I'm not sure.
All right.
I think it's a commercial site of some kind.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, Bonoboville is coming soon.
Soon.
To your phone.
To a computer near you.
Yeah.
And
so,
a phone near
if you.
You
want to sign up, want to be ahead of the curve, sign up, bonoboville.com. And
you
also,
get a, you get $1,000.
Also, we're moving,
yeah,
right?
We're moving, yes, we're moving.
Moving. So we should announce
yeah,
that if
moving.
You would like to help us move.
Right, or if you would
because,
like to give us money.
Okay, if you'd like to either give us money, in which case that's a big help right. for moving,
yeah.
or actually trucks, boxes, we're moving.
Yeah.
And also if you'd like to help pack or drive the truck, I mean, there's many things. So call Max at 213-670-0066. This is called volunteering, not
volunteering.
Interning.
Volunteering, no interning.
No interning,
no
because
interning.
We just heard that Hollywood people got in trouble for interning. So it's all about volunteering, and then you get to come to the shows for free and see the sexy
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Right?
If you help us move, you can come to 2 shows for free.
2? Oh, come on.
But
5.
Right. You can come to a lot of shows.
All right. So
just show
so
up.
Now we want to thank all of our fabulous guests. It's been a lingerie
freaky night. Well, wait a minute.
Wait,
we didn't tell them. Actually, this is our own
to?
Building.
Oh, you want to tell yeah. more about the place.
It has 22 rooms to play in. And it has a garden in the middle, beautiful garden. And it's going to get even more beautiful. And right? That's 2 stories.
Right. I haven't actually been there yet.
No, I know.
I trust
I know.
Him so much. Yeah, I'm going to go.
Trust
Monday.
Me, baby.
Right. 21 years.
21 years. I love you, darling.
Trust based on lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the first night we did the show on public access, because we were on there for 19 years, Susan was wearing lingerie.
I was.
Yeah, and about 6 minutes into the show, they cut it off. They said, oh my goodness, I think this could be a porn show. But of course it was public access.
So I said, why did you turn me off? And they said, you were naked. And I said, no, I wasn't. I was
wearing lingerie.
And in fact, I was more dressed. I was basically like I am now.
Yeah.
Except it was all pink. Yeah. So it did look a little.
And two pairs of panties.
I was wearing two pairs of panties.
So you would not show anything down here, of course.
My two pairs of panty days. All right. So you know, we love lingerie, and we have a new favorite lingerie store, which is called Coco Risque. And I want to thank Gabby from Coco Risque.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Tell us again where we can find you.
We're located in downtown in Fashion District. We're on 915 South Santee Street between Olympic and 9th Street. We're one block west, if you know the alleys. And then you can also visit us at cocorisque.com or go to our blog spot and just, you know, click on links there, which is cocorisque.wordpress.com.
All right. And what do we find out on the blog?
We talk about fetishes, we talk about lingerie trends, or, you know, like bedazzlers and stuff like that. So.
What's the biggest trend right now?
Oh, right now I'm actually, it's more costume lingerie,
costume,
from what I know,
right,
from what
right,
I hear.
Right, right,
right. Or feet fetishes is what I hear too.
Okay. So, John, where do we find you?
What do you mean, where will you find me?
Well, if we want to.
What? I'm still around.
I live
at Oakwood.
No, don't tell us where you live. Do you want people to come visit you at your house? Oh, don't you have a website still?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell my house in the Hollywood Hills, but I live in Oakwood. Okay. Apartments next on Barham Boulevard. Right. And it's full of young actors and a lot of sexy young ladies.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Oakwood. Oakwood,
right,
that's a good name. Oakwood.
It's a great place, actually, yeah.
Awesome.
I live there full time.
Max
now.
Oakwood.
Oakwood.
That's my porn name.
Yeah. Got it. So now we have Lisa. Lisa's here for Coco Risque, but, you know, now's your chance to say anything you want.
Thank you for having me here. If you want to follow me, I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/modellisapinelli. It's P-I-N-E-L-L-I. Thank you.
Oh, we're big Twitter people, though. What are we?
I'm on there too.
Oh, you're on Twitter too.
Yes.
We like that better.
Lisa.
What are you at Twitter?
Lisa_Pinelli.
Lisa underscore.
Yeah, Pinelli.
Pinelli. How do you spell that?
P I N E L L I.
Pinelli.
Pinelli, an Italian girl.
What are you, Italian
right.
or something?
Yeah. Look at this blonde Italian. Okay.
Una panella, Pinelli.
Lisa underscore Pinelli.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm saying it slow for my tweeter.
For dumb people.
Patrick. He's not dumb, but.
No, for the people out there.
But you know, you get one letter off. Yeah. And it's bad. Okay. And so now we have our freak, brothers and sisters. Is this his music?
Bring it.
Who? No, this is not. We're introducing him. Get the right music.
Yeah, okay.
And this is a friend of our producer, Hannah. Right? How do you know Hannah? School. And here you are. This is
Never.
What's this song about?
What is it? What's going on?
Basically, never having sex.
Talking to the microphone. You have to talk over yourself.
Never having like sex like this before, basically. But
having sex. It's again a sex song. That's good. Are all your songs about sex?
No.
Not no, but for us.
But
you play the sex. I appreciate
75%.
Okay. Yeah. So this is like the best experience you ever had. Never? So
basically, I'm telling the girl she's never had sex.
Never had sex like you're going to give her.
Yeah.
What's your secret?
Momentum.
Your what?
Momentum.
Okay. Momentum.
Consistency.
Consistency and momentum. Those are like abstract terms. Be more specific.
Pleasure? More...
Pleasure is a little more specific. What, so, you're a giver?
I'm a watcher.
You're a watcher. Okay,
watcher.
That's a little specific.
Oh, yeah.
And women love to be watched, a lot of them, especially the lingerie lovers. They love to have somebody go, oh, you're so hot. Yeah. Then they'll then they might freak you. Right. Yep. Okay, so where do we find you, Marky D?
Marky underscore D. That's my Twitter, and it links you to everything else.
Okay, so. and he would like you to contact him for bookings or freaking. Either one.
Right. I'm pretty good at both. So,
okay.
You know.
All right, he's going to be a big star.
He is. Thank nice you. Music. Yeah. Right. We're going to play it afterwards.
That's right. And you're going to get freaky to it later. Okay, and now my guest up here. Let's.
Miss Alexis.
Alexis, you are our surprise guest tonight.
Thank you.
And where do we find you? Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter and Facebook under Lady Simone, and I also can be booked as a dominant or a submissive at LAX Sanctuary.
All right, Booker.
Oh, yeah. So a dominant or a submissive, either one.
Put your hands up, Booker.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place. You must come to right. play sometime.
Oh, right. Just move
and,
now.
And what's the Twitter again, darling?
Lady Simone, L-A-D-E-Y-S-I-M-O-N-E.
L-A-D-E-Y?
Yes.
Lady with Simone. An E in it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Lady with an
what
E.
What is that about?
Oh, yeah.
I love how people spell on Twitter. Okay, L-A, because she spells Gabby-licious or something crazy. L-A-D-E-Y. You're going to have to get it to my my tweeter there,
thank you.
Patrick. Okay, and now Odette.
When you become a television yes. host.
Let's hear it for Odette, Brothers and Sisters, and her
Yay.
Bush.
Yes, in the bush. You can find
Anna, I didn't do that.
Myself and my bush on Twitter. It's at Odette, O-D-E-T-T-E, Delacroix, D-E-L-A-C-R-O-I-X. So it's just no underscores, no anything, just O-D-E-T-T-E-D-E. L-A-C-R-O-I-X. That's my Twitter handle.
Wow.
Or you can order a custom video at sexycustomvideos.com.
Order one.
Yes, it's so much fun.
Much easier. All these people that have these very complex sites, just Google them.
Yes, put just Google name, me. Just Google. If you're in doubt, just
possibly
Google.
Spell
you'll find out
Odette
everything about them. Everything yeah. you'll find out.
Freak every day of my life, brothers and sisters. I think that's my song, right? I mean, except I don't really freak every day of my life. I freak like 3 days a week. Yeah.
Hey, Susie, I have a question about the bonobos. Can we go down to the LA Zoo? Do they have a showing of bonobos?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, and I pronounce it bonobo, darling.
San Diego.
Bonobo.
San
yes,
Diego.
Let's go down to the San. I've been there like quite a few times, but I never get tired of going to the San Diego Zoo to see the bonobos.
Can you see them in action?
Yes.
I have. They have been not only have I seen them in action having all kinds of sex, including oral sex.
Ah!
But we've also seen them sticking their fingers up their ass and laughing at you.
I did see them sticking their fingers up their butts. And, of course, I also saw them using a rubber ball as a sex toy.
Wow.
And that was pretty exciting. I mean, just like bouncing on the rubber ball.
Like and you know what? They'd probably love to be in lingerie.
And one day when I went to visit them, it was actually my most profound visit with the bonobos so far. They were actually very subdued, and I asked the zookeeper what's going on, and she said, well, I had to separate the females, because of course the females are very bisexual, and she said they were beating up on a male. Go figure. So they were all kind of in a funk, and I was there with this French film crew, so they really wanted some action, so I was feeling really guilty. The only thing that can make you feel guiltier than a Jewish mother is a French film crew. So they're going like, hey, and you know, come on, why isn't there some action here? So I like go up to the window, and I'm looking, and I recognize one of them, the one who had done the ball act before, and her name was Lana, I knew from the plaque. And I'm like, Lana, and I see she's got a little baby in her arms, an infant. And she lumbers up quickly to the window, and she puts her hand right up on the window.
Drops the baby.
No. She holds the baby's holding on right here. And so she puts her hand on the window. And I was like, wow. So I put my hand on the other side of the window. And she held her hand there and put her other hand up on the window.
It was an amazing
sight. Then she sat back and she put up her foot on the window.
And of course, Susie and laid I, back and put her being, foot up.
Did you do that too?
I did. I sat down and I kicked off my shoe and I stuck my foot up on the window. And yeah, I have a run in that stocking. Anyway, I should hold up the other one, right? Okay, so. Although some people, okay, have a fetish for runs in the stocking.
Me
so
too,
there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
So anyway, then we did this, and then a whole bunch of other stuff happened, which you can read about in my book. But the main thing is. That hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
The bonobo way. But then at a certain point, she came up to the window, and if there wasn't a window, I have to say I would have been totally grossed out by this. But there was. There was a window. Just this very clear glass, you know, and she put her lips up to the glass.
And kissed her.
She kissed me.
And people
and she
were
held
like,
it like this until I had to just kiss her back. And I would have, like I said, been grossed out to get ape saliva all over me if there wasn't a window. But there was. And so it was like this really beautiful experience, you know, interspecies experience. But it's not bestiality, all you perverts. It's just connecting with our primate cousins.
A little connection.
Yeah, through a window.
Through a window.
Okay, brothers and sisters, follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Kiss the bonobos, go see them in the zoo, and kiss your partner like they're a bonobo, like you only have eyes for them, and kiss them like there's a window between you, except there isn't. You know, it's kind of like Pyramus and Thisbe kissing through the window, the wall, you know, the lovers who must not be together. Anyway, I'm a freak, I know. I kiss bonobos in the zoo on a wall, you know. So I'm a freak. But, you know, we're all freaks. And we all love lingerie. Lingerie is becoming the uniform of the world. And freak is becoming the flag of the world. And we are winning, brothers and sisters, like Charlie Sheen says. We are winning. And we are following the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
From Los Angeles, California. Oh, clap. Let's hear the clap. Clap, clap, clap. See the clap sign. From Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house, you've been listening to Dr. Susan Block. And to our fellow government agents all over the world, hey, thanks for listening. And make sure you archive it and stuff, because I might want to hear it in court or something, okay? Power to the people!
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.